Choose my PCC, candidates for the Cleveland Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page, Matt Story, Labour and Cooperative Party, page, Steve Turner, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page, statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cleveland, page. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Cleveland Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 1311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.telecoronslash/www.telecoronslash/ Matt Story, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. The people of Middlesbrough, Stockton, Hartlepool and Redcar and Cleveland deserve a police force that they can be proud of and that works for them. Under a Conservative government, Cleveland has the highest crime rate in the country. It is time for change with Labour. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I pledge that I will give every community a named police officer as part of my plan to bring back community policing on our streets. Fund domestic abuse support workers to work directly with police officers to support victims and increase domestic abuse prosecutions. Set up a retail crime strategy to protect shop workers from assault and tackle the organized gangs that steal from our high streets. Get rough sleepers off our streets and into permanent housing alongside providing drug treatment and mental health support. Always act with integrity in the office of the Police and Crime Commissioner by always following the Nolan principles of public life. Selflessness, integrity, objectivity, accountability, openness, honesty and leadership. This statement was prepared on behalf of Matthew Story by Paul Rowling at 22 Smelters Court, Stockton-on-Tees, TS182GG. Contact details. Email mattforpcc@outlook.com. Facebook, Matt Story for Police and Crime Commissioner. X, Matt Fork. Steve Turner. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. Leadership, stability, continuity, results. 3 years ago, you elected me as your PCC in what was widely accepted to be the worst force in the country. The headlines then described the force as rudderless, clueless, and lacking both leadership and direction. It was a huge challenge and one I was pleased to accept. During my campaign I made several key promises and over the last 3 years I have delivered on all of them and overseen the dramatic transformation and improvement of the force under a chief constable I employed. We've now been removed from special measures and vastly improved in all areas. We have 304 more officers than in 2019. We've reintroduced a district command structure and improved neighborhood policing with a named officer for every ward. I secured £3.5 million for our own violence reduction unit. I developed and delivered an online policing app, COPA. Its usage has helped contribute to the seizure and destruction of over 600 illegal bikes and quads in 2023. I introduced a new, independent complaints system and we're the only force in the country to achieve an accreditation for this model. I've secured £2 million for ASB hotspot patrols in every local authority. My team have funded £2.4 million to combat domestic violence and support its victims. The force now has the highest arrest rate in England, a new matrix unit and a dedicated drug squad. There's still more to do. With your support on May 2nd, I can continue to build on improvements we've already achieved and, in the next 4 years, I will deliver a top-tier force that we can all be proud of. Prepared by Kurt Pugh on behalf of Steve Turner, both of 118 High Street, Redcar, TS103DH. Contact details. Email steve4pcc@gmail.com. Facebook, fb.com/steve4pcc. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cleveland. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my counsel. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Cleveland. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Cleveland on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are: Story, Matt, Labor and Cooperative Party; Turner, Steve, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. I can be contacted at Mike Green, Municipal Buildings, Church Road, Stockton-on-Tees, TS181LD. mikegreen@stockton.gov.uk. 0164252701. https://www.stockton.gov.uk. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Cleveland_BKT.